Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind, share your opinion real quick with us? The next
who
question
you
just
talk
was
to?
Keone Stewart? Is that you?
Oh, that's not me.
Okay, but maybe you can help us. I mean, your opinion really matters since I have you on the phone. It's just a study we're conducting in your area, and we would like to include your response. Do you consider yourself a male, a female, or something else? Just for a research
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you. I'm very glad that you're helping me believe you. Okay, now moving forward. Okay, now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you tell me what is your age?
I'm 19.
You're 19. Okay, thank you. Now moving forward. Okay. This is the right survey for you, believe me, because it talks about issues that are affecting young girls. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Am I registered to who?
Yes, to vote. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote. My older dad
you
and my mom.
You are registered to vote. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Are you a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian,
black,
Alaskan
Native? Black, African-American.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future. How do you feel? Positive or negative? And there is no right or wrong answers, okay? It's your opinion that matters.
Probably negative.
Negative, okay. And how do you feel about the future of the planet? Negative or positive?
Negative.
Negative. And how do you feel about the future of the country? Same question. Negative or positive?
Negative. Yes,
negative.
Negative.
Okay. Moving forward. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, but how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes in issues that are important to you personally? Now, please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10, any number.
9.
Thank you. Now, of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you personally, okay? Now, the first one, national security, immigration, climate change, the student loans, gun violence, racism and discrimination, abortion access, education, mental health, economy and cost of living, health care, and crime. Now, you can pick 3. I know they're all important, but which is the most important to you?
Gun violence, racism,
okay,
and student loan.
The student loans, okay. Now, moving forward, ooh, here we go. Okay. Now, I'm sorry. Thinking about this chapter of your life, you know, you're 19 now. Now, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Let me read them all. Hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, caring for senior family members, contributing to positive change in your community, having or caring for children, economic security and financial independence, work-life balance, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, advancing in your career, your education, or improving or maintaining mental health. Which 3 in this type of your chapter of your life do you currently prioritize
okay.
the most?
I might have kids in the future.
Okay.
Husband.
Okay, so relationships like romantic partnerships and friendships.
Yeah.
What other ones? You got 2 more.
I thought I said having kids.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said having kids in the future.
Yeah, that would be relationships like romantic partnership or friendships.
Oh, okay.
Having or caring for children. Okay, that's another one. And what
yeah,
other one?
Having and caring for children. And having and caring for seniors.
Okay. Yeah, caring for senior family members, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, which of the following traits are most important to you, identity. Now, you may choose up to three. Your spiritual, religious belief, your sexual orientation, your profession, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, being young, being an American, being a woman, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, a friend, or your personality. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You can choose three.
A woman, spiritual, and religion.
Okay, religion and spiritual and being a woman. Okay. Your spiritual, religious belief and being a woman. You got one more. Your personality, being an American, being young, your hobbies or interested.
Being American.
Being American. Thank you, ma'am. Moving forward. Okay. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Okay. Now, do you feel hope, disappointment or sadness, dread, anger or frustration, pride, happiness, or exhaustion? When you think about American political system, which emotions do you feel the most? The ones that I just
hope
read?
And disappointment.
Okay, disappointed sentence. Thank you. Now moving forward. Which of the following statements comes closer to your opinions? Here's the first one. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Third statement, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Now, which of those statements come closest to your opinion? First one, second one, or third one?
The third one.
The third one. Thank you, ma'am. But now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to two or three of the following. Power-hungry politicians seeking control, the two-party system, or too many all-white men in power, or corporate money has too much influence, or systematic racism, or politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, or not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, or division and gridlock between political parties, or none of the above. So which one is the most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You can pick up the three.
First, that one. I'll go for that one.
Okay. Power-hungry politicians, two-party system, too many old white men in the power, system racism, politicians are out of touch with their daily life. You can pick two more.
Racism as well.
Systematic racism. Okay, what other one?
Mm-hmm.
One more?
I'll have to pick one more. Okay, so
okay.
Racism, the sequence, and the party that you said.
Okay, yeah, I said, I'm sorry. Here we go. Too many old white men in power, the two-party system.
Yeah, too many old men in power.
Too many white men in power. Okay, let's move forward. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do you think that decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Okay. Congress, a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Do you think that decisions made by the Congress affect your life personally a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. How about the decisions made by your city government? Do you think they affect you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. How about your state government? The decisions they make, a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all, affect you personally?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
How about the community organizations like nonprofits or grassroots coalitions? Do you think the decisions they make affect your personal life a lot? So what? A little or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all? How about the Supreme Court? Do you think the decisions they make affects your personal life a lot?
A lot.
A little, not a lot. Okay. How about ballot initiative, proposed laws that the public votes on directly? Same question, same choices. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all. Affect your personal life.
A little.
Okay. And how about President Biden? Same question. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. Okay. I appreciate your patience. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, for each, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change to civic participation, like voting, signing petition, contacting representatives, etc. Okay? Here's the first one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Would that be a very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating for you to motivation to help enact change through civic participation? Somewhat, okay. Somewhat motivated or somewhat unmotivated? Okay. Now, the next one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow business to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them service. Very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated or not at all motivated? Somewhat?
Yes,
the U.S. Supreme Court, has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to 20,000 and relief to millions of borrowers. Was that very motivation, somewhat motivation, or somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivated for you
not
to
at all.
Participate? Not at all. Okay.
Not at all.
Now, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Will that motivate you to participate in civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives?
Somewhat.
Very somewhat. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Somewhat. Now, moving forward, okay. Now, I'm sorry. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions? To make the change you want to see in the U.S. Okay, here's the first one. Boycotting a company. You think that action will be very effective, somewhat effective, not effective, or not effective at all?
Not effective.
Not very effective or not very, or not at all effective?
Not at all.
Okay. How about signing a petition? Do you think that action will make the change you want to see in the U.S. very effective, somewhat?
Yes,
okay.
Somewhat.
How about attending a protest? Same question.
Somewhat.
Very somewhat. Okay. How about sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media? Very somewhat. Okay. How about contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives? Very somewhat. Okay. How about voting in elections? Very effective motivation? Reason? Not. Somewhat?
Not
very affected or not affected at all?
Yeah, not affected at all.
Okay. How about volunteering for an advocacy organization? Do you think that action will make
somewhat.
The change you want to see? Okay, somewhat. Thank
somewhat.
You, ma'am. Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that might have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. Now, the following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Now, which best describe why you may not have voted in the previous elections? You may choose up to two or three, okay? Now, the first one, you didn't know how or when to vote or register. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Or the other one, you didn't think your vote will be counted properly, or you did not have time to vote, or your mail-in ballot didn't arrive on time, or voting doesn't change things that matters to you, or there was intimidating presence at your polling place, or none of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you face other obstacles?
All of the above.
Okay. So none of the above, or all of the above, you said, right?
All of the above. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you choose three? You didn't know how to or when to register?
Didn't know how to, wasn't able to vote.
Okay. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't know enough about the candidates.
Didn't know enough about the candidates.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, or contacting representatives, okay? Here we go. On the 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering nearly total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Now, does that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A little.
Okay. How about young voters turnout in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion? We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ+, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into an action so that our government reflect us and our values. I'm sorry. So will that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less?
A lot more.
Okay. Like right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies to increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less?
A lot.
A lot more, okay? Now, the last one. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan, a project to cut pollution by 40% at the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and IPCC reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warning. We must continue to push measures like this for liable and sustainable future. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little more, a lot less, or?
A little more.
A little more. Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may use two of them. The news or informational articles online, the YouTube, local news stations, Facebook, TikTok, international news outlets, national TV news stations, Twitter, podcasts, Instagram. Which one do you use for your
YouTube
new content? Okay.
YouTube and TikTok.
And TikTok, okay. Yeah. Now, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. Sports, news, current events, government, politics, science, technology, music, health and beauty, self-care, shows, movies, business, finance, hobbies, tips or hacks, or humors or memes. Which ones you seek out?
Music and movies.
And shows and movies. I like to follow the series on Netflix. Now, what's the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
12.
High school graduate or diploma equivalent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
High school.
Now, do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual or four, something?
Straight.
Okay.
Straight.
And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce?
Single.
Single. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Uh-uh.
Yes or no? Okay.
No.
Okay. And politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Republican, okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Republican?
Strong.
A strong Republican, okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, student?
Part-time.
Okay, thank you. Part-time. Now, whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
Not able to.
You were not able to? Okay. Okay. And last year, that was 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than 24, 25 to 34,
35
to 44,000?
Sure.
Sorry?
I'm not sure what it was.
Okay. Can you pick one just for the sake of a research?
So 24.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. This concludes the survey. Very kind of you, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you, okay?
Me too.
Yeah, keep going, man. That's great. Bye-bye.
All right.